WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There's a new guitar band that plays surf music with a lot of fire and without camp. At least the music isn't campy. I'm not so sure about the band's name. They're called Los Straitjackets, and they're based in landlocked Nashville. The two founders of the band are guitarist Eddie Angel and my guest Danny Amos. This is Amos's third surf band. We'll meet him after we hear the opening track of Los Straitjackets' new CD. Danny Amos, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
Tell me why you put together a surf band.
Well, it's not necessarily a surf band. It's an instrumental band. We like to think we have a lot of different influences and sounds. I couldn't tell you why instrumentals. It's fun to create melody lines, have the freedom to create a melody line without having lyrics to anchor them to.
Now, were guitar bands, you know, the guitar band sound a part of your rock and roll past, or was it music that you discovered while following your tastes into the past that preceded you?
Well, it was just something I grew up listening to. The Fender guitar sound, the sound the Ventures had, just has always stuck in my mind as being the definitive guitar sound for me.
Now, the kind of twangy sound that you get, on this album, do you require a certain kind of guitar or a certain kind of amp to get exactly the sound that you want?
I pretty much have to use an old tube amp. Well, not necessarily an old tube amp, but it has to be tubes to get that warmth in the sound. I prefer a Fender guitar. The Jazzmaster is what I play. Eddie likes to play a Stratocaster. And that's just more as far as preference, as far as the way the guitar feels and all that. But I think probably the most important thing is we don't use any effects. We like to, both Eddie and I, just plug straight into the amp, and we use the reverb that's in the amp itself, and pretty much just stick with that. I think if you overload things with too many electronic devices, you kind of lose some of the definition of the guitar.
Why did you name the band Los Straitjackets?
Well, for years I've been going down to Mexico and adding to my collection of early Mexican rock and roll records. And there were a lot of great bands down there with names like Los Teen Tops and Los Rockin' Devils and Los Beatniks. And I always thought the Spanish article followed by an English noun had a really great sound to it. And when we put this band together, we named the band after a song of ours called Straitjacket, and thought we'd throw the Los in on the head of it just to kind of pay homage to some of my favorite old bands.
So I believe you brought a Mexican rock and roll band to play for us.
I've got Los Teen Tops doing Confidente de Secundaria, which you may recognize as High School Confidential by Jerry Lee Lewis.
Óyeme, preciosa, hazme caso que soy yo quien te llama. Ya los muchachos y las chicas se preparan para ir a bailar. Pues la fiesta ya empezó y la orquesta ya llegó. Fuera los zapatos, fuera las corbatas, vamos a bailar el rock. Que si tu confidente soy, que yo en secundaria voy. Si tu confidente soy, que yo en secundaria voy. Soy tu confidente, soy de secundaria.
So Danny Amos, what does that record do for you?
There is something about the Spanish language doing rock and roll that I really think sounds wonderful. I've heard rock and roll in other languages, but nothing seems to do it like Spanish.
Let me get you to introduce one final track for us. How about University Boulevard?
Okay, yeah, this is a song of Eddie Angel's, named after University Boulevard in Silver Springs, Maryland, I believe.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking with us.
All right, thank you.
Danny Amos is a guitarist with Los Straitjackets. The band's new CD is on Upstart Records, and this is University Boulevard. This is Fresh Air.